ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, come in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
All right. If you are able, why don't we stand? We're going to just read the scripture. We'll just read the scripture. We'll pray and let you be seated. If you are able, last night, we're going to read the same scripture we read last night. Of course, we didn't stand up last night because it was too dark in here for you to see. You wouldn't have been able to see the scripture. Anyhow, Luke chapter number 2. Luke number 2. We will not be long at all this morning. Of course, I understand the importance of family. I enjoy being with my family, and I want you to be able to spend time with your family. So we will not be long this morning. I just want to share a brief thought with you. Luke chapter number 2. We'll start in verse number, let's see. I'm going to cut it down. Start at verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Of course, we read the first section last night where they went and there was no room in the inn, and we talked a little about that last night. We want to pick it up from there. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see the thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd bless our short time together. Help us, Father, as we just share a few thoughts so we totally understand the meaning of Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This is a continuation, as I mentioned, of the passage that we mentioned last night. When you look at the birth of Christ and Christmas, this is really the key scripture about it, the Christmas story. The one that Linus quoted last night in church to us as we saw the little video on Charlie Brown. Even he got it right. Our society now can't get it right. They fall all over themselves to get it wrong. But Linus got it right. All he needs to do is ditch the blanket and he'll be fine. But as we look at it, we see the hand of God in the birth and how the whole world was taxed. And there was a man in charge who ruled the whole world that if he said you're going to be taxed, you're going to be taxed. And God led them to Bethlehem where they were going to have the baby. By the way, that was not something that happened on accident. That was prophesied in the Bible. And when something is prophesied in the Bible, it's going to happen. God's going to bring it to pass, just as he said. And when they got there, the innkeeper told them, there's no room for you here. You have to think about the heartlessness of that, to see a lady that great with child and not make room and send her out to a manger. And last night we just mentioned about how many people don't have room for Jesus, even at Christmas. Well, they like the story, but really what he really represents, it's not really there. Last night we focused on that. Today I want to look at the contrast. I want to look at the shepherds. Unlike the shepherds, unlike the innkeeper, the shepherds received what God was giving to them. They didn't miss what so many other people miss. After the announcement from the angel, they immediately went to see Jesus Christ. You see, there are two ways we can look at Christmas. We can look at it as totally from a secular point of view. That is a Christmas without Christ. And by the way, we see that in our society. It's holiday. Happy holidays. Happy Xmas. And I know some people say the X is an old sign for Christ, but I don't like Xmas. I like Christmas. Okay? And that by the way, how did that become offensive? Just because a few people that maybe don't like God, and that's their right not to like God or even believe in God, but freedom of religion wasn't meant to keep you from shutting up. It was made for you to be able to make your own decision. But I like Christmas. Most people celebrate it without Christ, and as we mentioned last night, they're missing out. Or you can really look at it spiritually. It's more than just a nice little story. By the way, the sad thing is, even people who claim to be preachers and Christians, there's one, I'm not going to name him again, but a very well-known pastor in this country, all the evangelicals love the guy, and he got up and said, the birth of Christ is not a big deal. Can I just tell you something? He needs to get a Bible. It's a very big deal. And by the way, for some people, that's just, that all they know about Jesus is he was born and he's a baby. He's not a baby anymore. We need to understand that. So we need to look at it spiritually. It's more than just a story. You know what it can be? It can be a reality in our life. What I just want to point out here in a few minutes I have is let's not miss what others do. Let's not miss it. So many people miss the reality of Jesus Christ, and they miss out on so many things. I want you to look at it today from the perspective of two main characters or groups in this story. The host, the heavenly host, and the shepherds. First, I want us to notice what we should not miss by looking at the praise of the host in verse 13. It said, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying. What was the praise of the host? Well, first of all, their praise was glory to God. Verse 14, glory to God in the highest. You see, a cheap view of Christmas and a cheap view of the stories of the Bible leads to really a cheap view of God. Sometimes I see people like, oh, Jesus is my buddy. Jesus is my best friend. I have an understanding with the man upstairs. First of all, he's not the man upstairs. Second of all, he's not your best buddy. He is God. And aren't you glad he is? I don't want Jesus that many try to portray as a hip-hop Jesus that whatever I'm into, he's into. I want a God who's more than just my human understanding and comprehension. Glory to God in the highest. Don't miss it. Our whole lives are to be about glorifying God. And that babe in the manger who's no longer a babe in the manger, who became the man on the cross, it's about honoring and glorifying God in the highest. He deserves it so much. Glory. Life's goal is to bring glory to God. By the way, let's remember to thank Him. Every time you open your Bible or you wake up in the morning, you ought to just say, thank God for what He's doing. Thank God that He's real in my life. You know, your children, I think you have to teach them to say thank you, don't you? Because they just don't do it naturally. Remember, many years ago, we were coming to, we had our summer saturation. I would swing by and pick up donuts for summer saturation. We were at Krispy Kreme, back when they used to give them out for free. They don't do that anymore very often, do they? But so a couple of little ones knew I was going to Krispy Kreme before I came to summer saturation. They're all in. Let's go. So I think I had, I don't know who it was. I'm not going to name names, but it's probably Hannah and Jack. Maybe Josiah was in there. So we take them there, and the lady, would you like a sample? I'm like, actually, I want 4 dozen samples. Amen? Pay for the others. And they're like, yes! And they all got a donut. And I was sitting at the counter, and I was paying for the donuts I was buying. I'm like, hey! I went there every week during the summer, and they knew it. I'm like, did you thank them for the donuts? You know, they had the stuff all over their face. You know how the Krispy Kreme donuts? And they're like, no. I'm like, you're not coming with me next week. Nothing. Guess what? 2 weeks later, we went to Krispy Kreme Donuts, and I think they said thank you before they even got a donut. But they have to be taught to say thank you. Let's thank God for who He is. Glory to God in the highest. And also, the praise of the host was about peace on earth. And on earth, peace. I read a stat that said, out of the last 3,400 years, according to their estimations, there's only been 268 years without war. I wonder where they squeezed those years in. Man's about war, aren't we? And by the way, the peace that we have on earth comes individually for us. Because there's so many things in our society and in our times that are not peace-producing. But let me just say this. If we know God, if we are connected to Him, no matter what's going on around us, no matter what can come our way that would cause us to stress, we can have peace on earth. You say, but I want peace. And you see the little stickers coexist, and it has all the different religions and all the different beliefs. Can I just tell you something? If something is false, it's hard to, we can coexist, but that doesn't make all truth equal. But I can tell you this, no matter what a person believes, no matter what's going on in this earth, we have to have it individually. The only time there'll ever be peace is when literally this world is done and God reigns and time is done and we're with Him. Then there'll be worldwide peace. But until that time, we can have individual peace. We can have a peace that helps us to be able to relate to each other. Peace on earth. That comes from Jesus Christ. And then He also mentioned satisfaction for men. Good will towards men. Good will literally means satisfaction. You know, people call that, what do they call Christmas? The most wonderful time of the year. And everybody loves it. But let me just give you a thought. Tomorrow is December 26th. Christmas is over. Pretty soon, by the way, how many of you like live trees? Okay, how many of you would admit you have a fake tree in your house? You're fake people. Listen, we used to get fake trees, but no matter how hard you hide them, mice get in them and all kinds of stuff. But let's just get a real tree. How many of you, your tree is dead? All of them, right? Listen, we have a great Christmas tree this year. We got it the day after Thanksgiving, and it is still taking water. Now we're going to get rid of it. Christmas is over. We're done. When it's over, we'll put it away and we'll put the lights away and all the stuff. And we have the little lights that you put on your lawn and it shoots on the house. By the way, whoever invented those, they are intelligent people. Man, that is so much easier than crawling up on the, I used to crawl up on the roof and crawl into the things. And we put the manger, inflatable manger, all that. I'm like, I'm done with that. Okay, just shoot the lights. Now, we had two of them, and my neighbor ran over the other one on accident, so it died. But we put it all away. And you know what a lot of people do? They put that good feeling that they have away. Back to work. By the way, when you get off vacation or whatever, how many days you get off and you go back to work, people are, it's a Christmas hangover. It's hard to get back in the flow. Can I just tell you something? That's because their joy was not predicated on Jesus Christ. There was no satisfaction there. Can I just tell you something? We can have satisfaction all year long. I'm glad it's not just a two-week period each year. Jesus came so we could have satisfaction. It's like your children, you know, you feed them. You want them to eat the right stuff. You know, my mom used to say, you know, hey, can I have something with sugar? It's like, you can't eat that. It's going to ruin your dinner. Right? How many know what I'm talking about? You want them to have nutrition. By the way, Flaming Hot Cheetos is not nutrition. You can pray over those things. Lord, help this to nourish my body. If Jesus could talk audibly, he'd say, there is no way that's happening. There's no vitamins. It's kind of like McDonald's. Okay, nothing good there. But we can have true satisfaction in Jesus Christ. So we saw the angels. Now let's look at the shepherds. Just two brief things and we're done. You know what I like about the shepherds? Look at verse 15. The angels talk to them. They tell them the whole story. Verse 15. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now even unto Bethlehem. And see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. You know, I like, as soon as they heard the story, and they heard about the Messiah, and they heard about all the good things, they made a beeline to Jesus. They said, we got to go see him. We got to get straight to him. Let's, you know, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. We want to go see this thing the angels are telling us about. So many people hear about Jesus during Christmas, but far too few actually go to him. Let's just not hear about him in our lives. So many people sometimes, well, you know, I went to church and I've done this and I've done that. It's not working for me. Listen, it was never designed to work for you. It's about Jesus Christ. You want to have all the things we mentioned? You've got to make a beeline to Jesus. You've got to get close to him. You've got to spend time to him. You got to get to know him. That's why he came in this world. And then they shared their testimony. They went and made known the saying to everybody they could. Why? Because it was real in their life. When something is real in your life, it's evident also in your life. It's evident in the things that you say. It's evident in the way that you live. People are like, there's something different. You tell them, it's Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something. I'm sure many of you were up early this morning, as all of us were, opening presents, being with the family. By the way, that's great. I enjoy that. But there's more to it than that. Do you know this Jesus that was born in the manger? Don't miss what others miss. The innkeeper didn't have room. What about you? Is he a vital, living part of your life? Let's all stand this morning.